Psalm 98, verse 1 says, "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things." Oh, yes, he has. That's Psalm 98, verse 1. Good Thursday to you this January 2nd, 2020. It's Joey Kroll here with you. Welcome to Great News Radio. This is Mark and Friends. So how has the new year been to you so far? Yeah, I know many of us are maybe still kind of catching up from staying up the other night for New Year's. And I'll tell you what, our church had a nice little gathering for a few hours New Year's Eve. And then we came home in time to watch the ball drop in New York, which is at 11 o'clock. And then I stayed up for the first time in years till midnight, celebrated with my family, and I went to bed at 12:02. So I'm well rested. Thank you very much. But no, friend, I pray that your new year is off on a great foot. And I'll tell you what, if you really want it to be a great start, start your year by trusting Jesus, making him the Lord of your life, allowing him to be the center of everything you do, say, and think. Jesus, that's a great way to start off your brand new year. 2020 is an exciting year here at Great News Radio with the expansion of some new frequencies into central and western Illinois. You can get more details on that by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org. There's a potential coverage map, more details to come with approvals with the Federal Communications Commission, but all those details that we get caught up in. All that to say is be praying for this ministry. It's an exciting year, 2020, for Great News Radio. Some wonderful opportunities for increased ministry through Great News Radio. So be praying for us as we move forward and trust God in the process as well. Well, coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to be talking about running the race. You know, as we begin this brand new year, it's important to look at the journey, the faith walk that's before us. And we're going to talk about, in God's Word from Hebrews chapter 12, how to run this race, how to continue to walk in this faith journey, trusting Jesus along the way, running the race from Hebrews chapter 12 right after this on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends.
As morning dawns and evening fades, you inspire songs of praise that rise from earth to touch your heart and glorify your name. Is a strong strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nations sing aloud, 'cause nothing has the power to save.
Singing about Jesus. Thanks for listening to Mark and Friends today on this Thursday. It's Joey Kroll spending some time here with you. And, you know, every single one of us have been called to run a race. But I know what you're thinking. Wait a second. I'm hobbling along on crutches. I'm strolling along in this wheelchair. I'm too old. My body can't move the way it used to. You know, the Bible does say, friend, though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. And friend, you can run for Jesus from a sick bed. You can run for Jesus no matter what your physical or emotional condition is. You can run for him. Every Christian is called to be a spiritual athlete. And today we're going to be talking about running the race. How a fitting study as we begin a brand new year from the book of Hebrews, chapter 12. We're going to look at just a couple of verses here. And so after the writer of Hebrews talked about the wonderful saints of the Old Testament and the incredible things they did by faith, they trusted God. And we come to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 says, therefore, after building off of the thought of all these incredible men, all these incredible women, trusting God, stepping out in faith, operating in faith, building off of that idea, it says, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. You know, friend, we have witnesses. And verse 1 says, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. You know, some have interpreted this word witnesses as maybe the saints who have gone before us in heaven and witness and see how we live our lives today in the grandstands cheering us on. Others have interpreted this word as those around us in our daily walk. Regardless, friend, of how, where you land the plane on the interpretation of the word, people are watching you. I mean, people are watching how you act as a Christian. People are watching how you react as a Christian. People are watching the types of words that you use as a child of God. Friend, people are watching. Jesus said in Matthew 5:16, in the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. We have witnesses. Friend, in your journey of faith, in your walk with the Lord Jesus, in the race that has been set before you, know that people are watching. Witnesses. And it also tells us to take off anything that weighs us down. Let us lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely. You know, one thing you notice about runners is that they strip down to be as light as possible. They make running shoes so durable, and they are lighter than the normal shoe. I mean, think about this. Have you ever seen, friend, anyone run a marathon in a raincoat with a suitcase? Of course not, because that's unnecessary weight. That's what that is. See, friend, when it comes to serving God, when it comes to you and me living our life full of faith, when it comes to your spiritual race, we need to make sure that we're not getting hindered or tangled up by things that will weigh us down. Maybe, friend, it's a hobby. It may not be necessarily sinful, but you collecting stamps or whatever it is can get in the way of you living out what God has called you to do. Maybe it's hockey. I'll tell you what, I love the Chicago Blackhawks, man. Maybe it's TV or Netflix. Maybe it's your smartphone. Maybe it's your time on your laptop. It may not be sinful in itself, but do these things keep you from running your race? Friend, if it does, the Bible says in verse 1 to lay it aside because, friend, it is bogging you down. What gets in the way of you fully running your race with endurance? So God's word says we have witnesses. People are watching. There's a testimony that's being lived out in our actions and our reactions as well. And it tells us that we are to lay aside anything that that is bogging us down. And friend, we are to run with endurance. Verse 1 says, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely. Watch this. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. You know, friend, if you look at the word endurance, it's the ability or strength to continue or last. You know, in the physical sense, there's no easy way to be an athlete. I mean, do you know what separates a great athlete from a good athlete? It's pain. It's fighting through pain. It's the athlete that lifts weights. They move forward. They keep pushing. They keep progressing. They keep moving forward. Think of a person whose alarm goes off at 5 a.m. and they go to the gym. It's Monday. They're tired. They're up till midnight for New Year's Eve, and they get up the next morning. They get up. They're half asleep. They stumble around. They put their workout clothes on. They head over to the gym, and they start running on that treadmill. But friend, they keep going. Is that person showing endurance? You bet you they are. Friend, in your walk with Jesus Christ, there may be times where you want to throw in the towel. There may be times you want to give up. There may be times where you are so hurt by God closing a door on an opportunity. There are times when you are disappointed by God not answering a prayer request in your time and in your way. There are times where you just question, what in the world is going on? There are times where you rather throw in the towel. Friend, let me tell you something. You continue to run. You continue to trust Him. You continue to serve Him. Continue to have fellowship with Him. Friend, continue to run with endurance. When you're doing that, friend, you need to look to Jesus. Verse 2 says, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. In 1996, the Olympic Games were in Atlanta, Georgia, and Carrie Strug, if you remember that name, she had the weight of the world on her shoulders. She was part of the American women's gymnastics team. They were trailing. Her first vault didn't go so well. In fact, on her first attempt, she landed in such a way that she sprained her ankle. She had one more attempt. She was in tears. She was in pain. She was hobbling. And if her vault went well, the American women's gymnastics team would get the gold medal. But if it didn't go well, they would lose the gold medal. And before her last attempt, her coach said, "You can do it, Carrie. You can do it." And so as she limped to get ready to do a vault, she could barely move. She told an interviewer after the vault that all she could do was keep her eyes on her coach. He kept her from focusing on her ankle. She was in pain. She was in tears, but she kept her eye on her coach. Even with the limp, she took off running and did a flip on the vault. She landed on both her feet and earned a high enough score, friend, to win the gold. Friend, in your race this year in 2020, in your faith journey, in your walk with Jesus, know people are watching. Know that we are to take off anything that weighs us down. Know that we are to run with endurance. And know that we need to keep our eyes on Jesus.
Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above Him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above Him there's no other. Jesus is the way. I know you've got mountains that you think you cannot climb. And I know your skies are dark, you think the sun won't shine. But in case you don't know that the word of God is true, and everything is promised, He will do it for you. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above Him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above Him there's no other. Jesus is the way. If you have some questions in the corners of your mind, traces of discouragement and peace you cannot find, reflections of your past seem to face you every day. But this one thing I do know, that Jesus is the way.
For the world today.
That's Selah reminding us that Jesus is the answer. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to Mark and Friends today on this Thursday. If you missed any of today's program, go back and listen to it at our website, greatnewsradio.org. And while you're there, consider helping us start this year, 2020, on the right foot with a special generous gift of support here in the month of January. Again, that's greatnewsradio.org. And right there on the right-hand side, you should see information about donating and contributing to this listener-supported radio ministry, greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, I am going to hang up my headphones and make another pot of coffee here on this Thursday. Until next time, just remember, as you go out and about here in this brand new year, just remember that you are salt and you are light. And you, dear friend, are the hands and feet of Jesus.
This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings and around me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world, I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas. His hand the wonders wrought. This is my Father's world, the birds their carols raise, the morning light, the lily white, declare their Maker's praise. This is my Father's world, He shines in all that's fair. In the rustling grass, I can hear Him pass. He speaks to me everywhere. This is my Father's world. Oh, let me ne'er forget that though